This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Arjun's with us, USA Prepares instructor. He lives in West Virginia, and he's got some problems with theft. And he's frustrated and angry, and he should be. So, years ago, Arjun and class, we first moved to Virginia. One of the locals wanted to get to know me. And one of the locals said, so, I mean, we weren't here more than a couple of weeks. Moved in from Virginia and wanted to know, you know, what my personality was like. And so one of the men, about my age, said to me, what would you do if you found somebody in your house? I said, I'd shoot him. And just matter of fact, just like that, I'd shoot him. And he was stunned. He was absolutely stunned. And this happened to be a guy that had a reputation for visiting houses uninvited. Now, whether that reputation was earned or not, I don't know. But I knew of this guy's reputation. And so he was asking, and I acted like I had no idea that I knew. And so when I said that, he was shocked. And I said, well, I assume what you're asking me is I find someone in my house in the middle of the night, uninvited. It's a threat to me and my family. Yeah, I'd shoot him. And so he happened to know I was a gun-carrying guy. He happened to know that I had a .45 on my side. And That little discussion was instrumental in keeping people from stealing from our barns and our property and our house. Now, the other thing is, you know, you could be on the front porch, you know, cleaning your rifle, your shotgun, you know, you need to take it apart and, you know, just clean it and oil it, you know, on weekends. You don't have to shoot it. Just, you know, neighbors will see you're out there. You're not menacing. You're just doing preventive maintenance to your shotgun, and that'll get around. People will see that. They'll talk about it. Did you see Arjun? You know, it's Saturday afternoon, and there he is. He's cleaning his shotgun, and with his dog. And if you have one German Shepherd, that would be a really great start. And the German Shepherd can stay in the house. We have a lot of dogs here. And we have six. And they're inside, they're outside, and they listen. I mean, 24 hours a day. One barks, they all start barking. One barks, they all go to see what's going on. And two of them are pretty menacing. And then the other two puppies are pretty menacing too. So, I mean, actually all of them are menacing. So if you were to sit on your front porch, you know, on the weekends or in the evenings with your German Shepherd, you know, just German Shepherd, you train him and you spend a lot of time with him. He lives in the house with you. He'll hear that rustling. And he will take action. So the next thing is, what do you want to do? Do you want to let him loose when he hears a noise outside? Do you want him to, you know, leave blood? Or do you just want him to bark? And eventually, eventually the word will get out that you've got a German Shepherd. And for some reason, people are terrified of German Shepherds. They really are. Now they're terrified of Doberman Pinschers and other dogs as well. But something about a German Shepherd. And so if you're wondering, the dog of choice of USA Prepares instructors, I think it's a German Shepherd. Lou Cassidy. Lou Cassidy has some German Shepherds. David, Illinois. German Shepherd or two or more. It's a great way to go. Now, if you have a business, I maintain that that German Shepherd security system, that biological 24/7 security system, and the maintenance, and the checkups, and the tune-ups, you know, from the veterinarian, the collar, the dog food, the, you know, all the things that happen when you have a German Shepherd. Maybe if you want to keep them in the backyard, and you have a, you know, chain link fence, all that as a security system for your business, I maintain is tax deductible. Arjun, your thoughts?
Yep. Yeah, we can use them as like tax deduction. Dogs are a good way to you know, like secure your house. But the thing is that like it's only that like when dog passes, then it's very hard on you and everyone else. And that happened to me when I was a kid. So that's the only reason why I don't get dogs, you know. it becomes like really, really tough.
It's a double-edged sword. It's a double-edged sword. Yeah. There's no question about it. And in our house, when one dog barks, the other five join in. And then, you know, all the other, everybody's paying attention. But, you know, it's a price to pay for protection of yourself and your property. But here's something else. You mentioned doors and windows, okay? The glass is a problem. There's no question about it. Glass can break, and you'll hear the glass breaking. Now, if you go to work and you're home, or you're not at home, the dog can be inside, right? Depending on how long you have to leave the dog alone. But that dog will chew up. If you have a German Shepherd, it's likely that there'll be blood left if someone breaks a window and starts climbing in. As a matter of fact, he probably won't make it all the way in. Okay? He'll just make it, you know, first arm comes through, he'll get gnawed on first. But as far as the windows and the doors, what we have done to all of the homes that we've had, and this is part of 5 Minute University as well, you can take 3.5-inch long, they look like sheetrock screws. And you take out the screws that, take out one screw per hinge. You have three hinges probably on each exterior door. And what you do is you take out one screw on the door frame side and you replace it with a long 3.5 or 3-inch long, sheetrock looking wood screw. And that will really strengthen the hinge to the studs. And you only need one of these long screws per hinge, so you need three. Then on the door side, you want to add a longer screw because they're only like 1 inch long, so you might want to add a 2-inch screw there. And that would help on the door side of the hinge. Then on the striker plate, where the door closes on the, where the doorknob is, you take out those two short 1-inch screws and replace them with 3.5-inch screws as well. So that will help there. Now for the windows, here's what I've done when I've had older homes with windows. And they're called, sash windows. So the upper window frame will either stay and put, or you can lower it, and the lower window frame you can lift up. Where those two join on the right and left side, so where the wood frame joins, where they meet, the top window and the bottom window, they meet in the middle. And if you raise that top window all the way up and you lower the bottom window all the way down, and you drill a hole through both window wood frames, probably an inch and a half from the right side and an inch and a half from the left side. Almost all the way through both window frames, but not through the upper one, because that's the one in the back. And you take a nail with a head, or a double-headed nail. A double-headed nail would be even better. Like a 10-penny nail, 10D, or 10-penny nail. And you put that in the hole. Now, the hole is a little bit larger than the nail, just a little bit, so that you can pull the nail out with your fingers. What that does is it is a hidden window lock. It's not like the window lock that you can see. So if someone just punches a small hole in the window and tries to move the center lock, which is a common type lock, they won't be able to open the window. They'll still have to climb through the window. It will not open. So they'll have to climb over the glass. So that's another thought. And it's two nails per window. And I don't know if I described that well enough, but that's what we've done in the past. But the problem is, if there's an emergency and you've got to climb out of the window, you're going to have to pull those two nails out. And you pull them out with your fingernails. So it should be easy to do. And there's another thing, many other things you can do. You can get a motion sensor, an infrared motion sensor that detects body heat. And you can aim that where you are concerned, outside. And if it senses the heat of a person, it can turn on a light or it can ring an alarm. And what I did when I lived on the East Coast with my parents is I bought an old fire alarm bell. And I installed it at the highest point of the side of the house, just below the roof apex. And it was a red bell. And you could see this thing for miles. Now, it wasn't connected to anything, but it was there. And people thought it was a burglar alarm. And our house when I was growing up was not burglarized. So there are deterrents. And you could put a sign up that says, before entering this house, get right with Jesus, because you're going to meet him real soon. I mean, you could put up a sign like that. Or, you know, get right with God, because you're going to meet him real soon. Or get right with your Creator, because if you enter this house, you're going to meet him real soon. And then there's a picture of a muzzle of a pistol.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's some other ways, but they're illegal, and I would prefer that I didn't mention them on the air. But you know, I'll just. Booby traps are illegal, okay? They are. Trip wires are illegal. So, but, you know, if you're working on your house and you rip off some old boards and they've got nails sticking through, and, you know, it's really a hazard if somebody's, you know, walking around there. So you got to be careful not to leave, you know, boards with rusty nails lying around under windows. You know, I wouldn't do that because, boy, somebody could really get hurt if you did. Arjun, did I help at all?
Definitely. Yep. Thank you very much, Ben. And thank you for these suggestions, and I will follow through.
I think they're all worth thinking about, except for, you know, don't leave boards around.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com. or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Here's something pretty simple to think about. Let's say you're going to buy a newer car. It doesn't make any sense to buy a new car because the depreciation, it'll lose somewhere around 20-25% of its value as you drive it off the lot. But not to mention that they're cheesy. They're thin, the metal's thin, they have a lot of sensors, and they're less reliable than an older car. But some people have bought relatively new cars, and they find that there's an annoyance that they just can't stand. It's the illumination color of the dash. It's the red one they don't like. I don't blame them. I don't blame them at all. And it's not all that easy to get rid of it. Typically it's LED. And sometimes you have to take the computer out and have it reprogrammed to change the instrument cluster color. Now, who in their right mind thought red would be a good color? I don't know. If you think about it, have you ever considered going to the store and saying, listen, I want to get some printer paper, and I'm thinking, let's go with red. Why would anybody do that? You use white, right? Sunlight's white. Why? It works perfectly. Now, I didn't design the sun, but we've adapted to that color light. And white light is probably the best on the instrumentation of all of our vehicles. White light. White, either incandescent or white LED background lighting. Now, our vehicles are old, so for almost all of them, it's incandescent. Now, some people like to change the color of their light on their dash, and they're like, blue. Well, it's easy. All you have to do is take the instrument cluster out, and can't take more than a couple hours, and then change all the bulbs to, you know, whatever color you want. Makes no sense to do that, right? But when people buy new vehicles, for some reason, not everybody is paying attention to the dashboard color. They test drive them during the day, and then they take them out at night, and they're, whoa! I can't live with this. This is impossible. This is hard on the eyes. I can't read the dash. I don't know if these companies are trying to self-destruct or what they're doing, but it makes no sense to me. So before you buy a vehicle, look at the dashboard and see if you like the color of the lighting, because it may be an expensive proposition to change it to back to a normal lighting color system. That's just a thought. Can you imagine buying a car and hating the dash every time you get in at night because you can't read it? Honest officer, I can't tell how fast I was going. Here, take a look at this dash. Can you tell? Unbelievable. So, one of the puppies decided to chew through one of the electric garage doors. We have, in our house, we have three garage doors. And two of them are the kind you, Armstrong type, the kind you actually lift yourself. And one of them we put in case someone was handicapped and needed to have more room and not be able to, you know, lift a garage door. And that has never been the case, but I put one in anyway. Well, we left the puppies in these two dogs that we've adopted recently that we think might have a mixture of coyote and something else. They're absolutely wonderful watchdogs. Absolutely wonderful. And they're teething. And they ate through the cable that is connected to the electric eye, actually electric eyes, of the garage door opener at the base. So the garage door opener has a safety feature so that if something is in the way of the garage door closing, like an animal or a person or a cat or an object, the electric eye looks from the left side of the rail to the right side of the rail, and if something is in the way, it will not let the door close down on it. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
USA News Update. Washington is set for a busy week as Congress and the White House take on two major and divisive issues, raising the debt ceiling and addressing border security that is out of control. President Biden is set to convene with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other congressional leaders today in a highly anticipated meeting to address the debt limit. The House approved a budget with a slight increase in the debt ceiling. The president does not want limits on how much he can spend during these troubling financial times. Speaker McCarthy says Biden is walking down a path that could endanger America's financial health.
I'm worried about how the president's handling the debt ceiling. He's ignoring it. He's walking us in to some type of debt problem. because he's just ignoring the problem. I'm worried about the next generation. We're at 120% of GDP in debt. We've only been here during World War II. That means our debt's larger than our economy with another 20%.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Yeah, so 5-Minute University today, class. And so one of the things that I've just added to the book, I keep adding to the book, it may never get done. But so the puppies decided they were going to chew on the garage door opener wire. And there's a real small wire, like 22 gauge, and it's like two parallel wires in a jacket. And they chewed through it. So I repaired it. And when I first put it in, I put split loom, which is this plastic covering that you can put over wires. It looks like a corrugated type piece of plastic. You buy it and rolls 25 feet long. And we use it in the automotive shop all the time. We use it for trailer wiring to protect the wires from being physically damaged. And I used that for the garage door opener wires, and the puppies ate through it, even though it had that on. I guess they were teething, and they thought it was, you know, something good to chew. And, of course, the garage door opener wouldn't work anymore. So I repaired it, and they did it again. But this time, they did it such that the plastic-welded electric eye, I can't get to the wire inside without cracking it open. So I thought about that, and for $7.99 shipped, I bought two of them from eBay. They're used. And there's a guy that must be in the garage door business and opener business, and he must collect these spare parts when he replaces them with newer and more improved models. But these things work perfectly. I mean, it's a great design. It's our garage door is made by a company called Lift Master, same company that makes Chamberlain as well. So LiftMaster is the professional type model, and it really, it's a great garage door, but it's chain driven. And so it's a little noisier than the screw type, the Genie type, but it's really reliable. So it's been going up and down for going on 18 years, and it's great. Bottom line is, for $7.99 shipped, you can buy the replacement electric eyes, both of them, the transmitter and the receiver, from eBay. Now, when you put them in, they have to see each other, and you adjust them. And they're on a pivot with held in by one nut and a small bolt. And they have an LED. One is yellow on the transmitter side of the garage door opener, and the other side, the receiver, is green. And what you do is you kind of point the transmitter side directly, focus it at the receiver side. And then you adjust the receiver side so that you can get like no green light, a dim green light, or a bright green light. When you get it bright, that tells you that your electric eyes are focused properly. And you lock it down with a nut, and you're good to go. So bottom line is you can replace them, and they're very, very inexpensive. Okay. Next thing is a really interesting story. We work on cars here at our farm, and we have an automotive shop. It's a small automotive shop, and we only work on one car at a time. And the reason for that is, if you work on one car at a time, you don't get sidetracked, you don't get distracted, you don't lose parts, and you can focus on one car at a time. That's what we do. And other shops that work on many vehicles don't seem to be able to focus as well on the one they're trying to fix. They're focused on a whole bunch, and their attention is distracted. All kinds of bad things happen. And here's a story about that. So a car came in, and it needed some work, and we did the work, but it needed a front-end alignment. And we don't have a front-end alignment machine. For the number of calls that we would get to align a vehicle, you know, front-end alignment typically costs at a shop about $100. It used to be $29 and $39, $49. Now it's $100. And the machinery is about $20,000. So it's a pretty expensive piece of gear, and it ties up the whole bay, and you know, it's just for alignments. That's all you can do with this for the most part. And it requires calibration. It's not something that we would want to have. It'd be great to have it, but it's not something that we'd want to have, make an investment in, I should say. So we brought the vehicle. It's a 50-mile round trip. And so it takes two people to bring a vehicle in to drop it off for a front-end alignment. So two people went the 50-mile round trip. And then to get it back, two people went the 50-mile round trip to pick it up at the end of the day. And the interesting thing is, when our son, who's a mechanic and a farmer, when he went to pick it up, he looked and he said, when you were working on this front-end alignment, which you didn't do, you set the axle on fire. They're axle boots, or rubber boots, to keep the dust out. You set the axle on fire. And the shop foreman didn't tell him. The mechanic didn't tell him. The guy at the cash register didn't tell him. Nobody told him that they set the axle boots on fire. Now, they did that because they used a torch and they had the B team, not the A team, but the B team. Somebody must have left the keys out for the torch. And this guy got a hold of the keys and unlocked the torch. Of course, I'm kidding. But they had a guy who really wasn't paying attention, and he had a big flame, too much heat, in the wrong direction, and set the axle boots on fire, which were behind the part he was trying to heat up. Now, we use a torch, too, but we're really careful. Not only are we really careful, we put heat shields, multiple heat shields, between the object we're trying to heat with a torch and anything that's combustible or could burn. But they didn't do that. So the vehicle was brought back to our shop, and they were going to get a new axle and put that in. And we had to tell them that they did this, because if we didn't tell them, the axle would have self-destructed or would have been destroyed by grit and sand and other contaminants that would enter it, water, you know, driving along. Because the boots protect the constant velocity joints of a front axle half shaft from these contaminants. And if you burn the boot, or they fail, or they get ripped or shredded, the axle will fail shortly. So it's a couple hundred dollars for an axle. And they said, oh, yeah, I guess you're right. But they didn't tell us. We had to tell them. Okay, so they had to order the part, got the part in, and we brought the vehicle back. It's another 50 miles to people, right? Brought it back and left it for the day while they did the alignment. Went to pick it up. They didn't do the alignment. They said they couldn't do the alignment because one of the things that they were trying to heat up, they couldn't get loose to adjust the toe in and toe out. They couldn't do it because it was rusty from road salt. But they put the axle in. And we noticed that one of the lug nuts didn't match. They took the wheel off and broke the lug nut. Now, these are really nice-looking, expensive, splined lug nuts on an imported vehicle. So they had this cheap, cheesy-looking, didn't-fit lug nut on that would affect the wheel balance because it didn't weigh the same as the original lug nuts. So I happened to be with my son, and, you know, I'm Columbo, you know that, right? So we walk in, and I said, so they just handed my son the repair ticket, no charge for the axle. I said, well, the lug nuts is not right. Can you tell me about that? I don't know anything about it. I just got here. Okay. Is the boss here? He just left. Huh. Can you call him? I'm not going to call the boss. So he started yelling at me. You're the second guy that did this to me today. You're the second guy that said that. That guy's yelling at me. I said, hold it. I'm the second guy that said what? And this guy had lost his temper, lost his cool, and he was furious with me because I was asking him why the lug nut was wrong, why one had been replaced, why they didn't tell us, where's the old one? And I said, so where are the old parts? And he went, and he said, they're not there. Where we usually leave them, they're not there. Okay, so where are the old parts? Well, you know, there are cores. So when we replace an axle, there's a core. And we send it back for remanufacturing. I said, no, that's not true. Some axles are brand new and they don't have cores. Some do have cores, but not always. And where's the lug nut? The guy went ballistic. And finally, he calmed down. He said, you know what? I'm having a real bad day. And I'm not calling the boss because his sister has cancer. I said, I'm really sorry that his sister has cancer. I really am. And he's on vacation. The boss is on vacation, so I'm not going to call him. He's going to see his sister. So I said, so where's the axle? And he went, and you know what? They found it right away. Right away. They found the axle. And the lug nuts, I said, probably in the trash, right? They didn't want to go looking through the trash to get the lug nut that they ruined. I wanted to see exactly what the damage was. And I said, okay, so 50 miles, two people. 50 miles, two people. That's twice. And then third trip to come get... He said, I'll tell you what, we're gonna give you a new set of lug nuts. Complete set. We'll have to order them. And they can come pick them up. I said, another 50 miles. He said, we'll bring them to you. And we'll put them on. What I'm saying, class, is here is a story. This is a large national chain. Poor communications. Whoever is in charge didn't relay the information to the people who were next in charge. After the boss left, the other worker bees had no idea what was going on. They didn't seem to want to know either. And they misrepresented all the facts. What I'm saying, class, is if you take it to the big box store and you think you're going to be treated properly and you think that everything's above board, I suggest you consider this story. And when we came home, Mrs. Finelli said to our son, so how'd it go? And our son said, well, they set the axle on fire. They didn't tell us that they broke the lug nut. They didn't tell us. He said, Dad had to put them, kind of boxed them in. Now, I was absolutely perfectly calm as I am right now. And this guy jumped me. Class, we are going down. So our son said, hey, Dad, these are the only guys that we can work with a front end alignment. Don't burn the bridge. And I said, son, I'm not sure I want this bridge. Why would we want a bridge like this? Well, there's another company we can deal with now. So the bottom line is we are protecting the rights of our customers, but you cannot trust automotive repair companies anymore. You cannot.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, the same outfit, you know, same brand name, but a different shop. Maybe 60, 70 miles away, worked on a guy's car. And he was kind of shocked. They told him he needed a new steering rack. And it'd be about $1,000. And so the guy somehow heard of us, a new customer to us. He heard of us. And so he asked if we would diagnose it and, you know, what we charge him to diagnose. And he was told the steering rack is leaking, you know, oil and needs a new steering rack. So we diagnosed. We said we'd do it for free. And here's what it was. The steering rack is fine. The suspension is fine. He needs a front end alignment. I mean, everything's tight. But the valve cover gasket on the engine, you know, that part where you pour the oil in, when you top off your oil or change the oil, well, there's a gasket around that metal cover. Well, sometimes it's even plastic now. On the new improved models, it's plastic, so it will crack, you know, from the extreme heat under the hood. But the older ones have metal valve covers. And there's a gasket that is between the valve cover and the cylinder head. And they leak. Valve cover gasket replacement is kind of a common thing. Now, typically, you can tighten it down. Sometimes it's held in by 4 small bolts, sometimes maybe 6. Sometimes maybe a few more. And they leak. Well, this one was leaking and dripping down onto the steering rack, and it was misdiagnosed by maybe the B team, maybe the C team, or some passerby who happened to wander in the shop and said, I know what's wrong with it. It's that steering rack. Look, it's leaking. Well, it wasn't. It was oil dripping from the valve cover down the front of the engine onto the steering rack. So the vehicle's here in the shop, and the owner of the vehicle's absolutely delighted with the correct diagnosis. What I'm telling you is we have a situation in the United States where mechanics, people have titles of being mechanics, and they're not really very good at it. And the shop that I mentioned, the first story about the setting the axle on fire, that used to be a really good shop. It was independently owned. And they sold it to a big chain. And that's when things started coming apart with that particular location. Here's an interesting story. I don't think I'll have time to get through it, but Joe and company, the current administration, wants to reduce the amount of energy that your dishwasher consumes and the amount of water. So they want to reduce the amount of water by a little over 33%. They want to reduce the energy that your dishwasher uses by 27%. And this is expected to take effect in 2027. It's ridiculous. Say, if your hot water is heated by electricity, if you have an electric hot water heater, there's no way that you're going to improve the efficiency because there's very little loss in an electric hot water heater. And the same type of resistive heating element is used in your dishwasher. So there's no place to gain efficiency. Now, they could improve insulation on the dishwasher, but they're not going to get 27% improvement. So what they're looking at is less water, heating less water, and less washing ability with less water. That's what they're going to do. This is nonsense. So there are the energy, most of the energy that's used in an electric dishwasher, and they're electric, and if you have an electric hot water heater, the hot water comes from the hot water heater, goes into the dishwasher, and if it's not hot enough, it gets heated by the heating element in the dishwasher, bringing it up to a higher temperature. Okay, so that's a given. Then there's electricity that's used for pumping the water and splashing it around the dishwasher, mixing with the detergent and dissolving the detergent and splashing it around and cleaning the dishes and utensils. Then there is a small amount of energy that's used by the computer controls and the solenoids to turn the water on and off and let the water drain out in the drain cycle. And then there's an amount that's used by the air dry, well, the hot drying of the dishes at the end. You all could save about that 27% if you do two things. One, instead of using heat dry, turn your dishwasher to air dry. That's what we do. We turn to air dry. And when the dishes are done, you just open the door a crack, maybe 2 or 3 inches, and the steam will escape and the dishes will dry. Joe could do that. Joe could say, hey, y'all, just go use air dry. Would you please? Would you please do that? And if you did something like put an insulation blanket, which the noise abated ones have, you know, a little thin, half-inch thick fiberglass insulation blanket. The more expensive ones have that. The cheap ones don't. If you put one of those on, it would also save a little bit of heat loss. But that's all Joe has to do. No, no, no. He's going to make you buy a brand new dishwasher to do what I just said could be done for virtually for free. No kidding. They're coming after your appliances. We'll see you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.